Section 115-40A, 15F of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Bay Farm Road. The 911 address is 26395 Bay Farm Road in Millsboro. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 234, Map 23, Parcel 209. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Is the applicant present? If you would please come forward. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
You hit the button there to make sure. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Helen Fosnot. Address is 26405 Timber Creek Lane, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
And I'm hoping my business partner makes it in. She was caught on traffic, so she actually has photos and that. But since she isn't here yet, I'll be doing the speaking.
We can swear her in.
Swear you in.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
It's Nicole Cucinata. My address is 102 Munchie Court, Rehoboth Beach, 19971.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And do you need a minute or two to get situated, as I know you just walked in?
I'm okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
The floor is yours. You can present your case.
Thank you for this opportunity for us to make this request in front of the board. Helen and I have a property located in Long Neck that we purchased June in 2024. And what we would like to request today is we have about 126 to 127 square feet where we don't make the required 10,000 square feet of land to build a unit with an ADU. So we have presented plans with the hope that you will approve the ADU. Currently, it's in the process of being built. It's almost completed. And we believe that this property would benefit a family that is maybe multi-generational, possibly if there is someone that is disabled in the family, to have their own space separate from maybe a different generation, and therefore to have their dignity. It is directly across the street from pharmacy and other necessary stores, such as grocery stores and restaurants and things like that. So we thought this was an opportunity where a family could either share expenses or aid to a family member, again, who needs assistance in any way, or an aging parent, or just multi-generational having children. And so it is currently a 5-bedroom, 4-bath home, but we would like the one side of the unit to be completely independent. And so right now, all we're asking for is to be able to put in a microwave and a stove.
So originally when the lot was bought, I've been in real estate for 33 years. This is going to be my 34th year, and I've watched the three decades of markets and market changes and how it's affordable or not affordable for people to own housing today, and also myself hitting in the age bracket of taking care of parents or taking care of individuals in your households. So the project was originally done for the ADU unit being totally equipped for a person to still be able to keep their independence in that unit, and for a family to potentially be able to be right next door and have that ability to take care of them. So the house was built in mind for the use of individuals in affordability, and also being able to potentially get rent from an individual that they could make that affordable in this area, because it's really, it's tough to find affordable housing in any area, but really in Sussex County, it's really tough. The lot has ample parking in the front, so there's going to be, it's 18 by 24 asphalt is going to be completion on one side, and then the other side in front of the ADU unit is another, what is it, 18 by? It's roughly 18 by 20. So there's ample parking for at least three cars on one side and one or two cars on the other side. Parking isn't the issue. And then in the rear is also ample area for setting up for potentially children to play in the backyard area.
Any questions from the board?
When you purchased the property, did it have the house? Was this an existing house that you purchased, or did you build this house with the hopes to make it kind of a complex?
It was a cleared lot, so it was a previous investor purchased the property, cleared the lot with the intent of building. I'm not certain what structure he had intended to put on there, so the lot was already cleared, and I actually watched this lot for a while, and then we finally came to terms on the pricing point of the lot. But the intent was for me to address housing crisis. That was the only reason. In 33 years, I'm typically rehabbing properties and putting them back on the market for our veterans, is given first preference for the properties that I do. But this was purely done for creating an opportunity for somebody for housing.
So the ADU is contained entirely within the larger house and just has a separate entrance?
It currently has a separate entrance. The original plan submitted will not change. It's completed. We just need the stove and the microwave.
And that was the original design all along, but then it sounds like from your application you thought the lot was slightly larger than it is?
Yes, there was some question with the... with the survey.
So can I show, I have a picture.
Can't show anything from the phone, but if you did want to hand some things over, we would have to keep those.
Okay, that would be great.
One of you made comment that it was 100 and some odd square feet. On your application, it says 417 square feet.
The structure itself is roughly 450 square feet. When she was referring to the lot size,
so based on one of the surveys that we have, it's about 126.64 square feet too short to meet the 10,000 square feet of the full lot. But again, the footprint of the home will not change.
If I may, I'm just looking at your survey that you have, and admittedly it's a little blurry, but it looks to me like the survey indicates the lot size is 9,762 square feet. So that would be a little more than what you're saying, but not so much more. I think it looks like it'd be 238 feet.
I would trust your math before mine, absolutely. But yeah, I took the 130.66, and again, I have two surveys in my hand.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, the one I have is, I can't even read the date on it, it's blurry, but that part where it says the square footage appears to be pretty clear.
Okay.
So when we purchased, we got the surveyor came out to set the proximity for the house. There was another survey that extended and showed different proximity for the size of the lot. That's going to be the conflict.
Okay.
The size of the house, though, is, the ADU unit, though, is roughly 450-ish square feet. So if there's a reference of 400 square feet, that's, that should be the ADU unit.
Okay. So it's under the 1,000, that's right.
Yes.
Yes, because the way it's reading to me here in the answer one in your application, it's saying the lot is listed at 4,005 or 9,583 square feet, 417 square foot short of the 10,000 square foot county requirement. That's what I read on your application. So
we had several numbers, and the surveyor of Atwell explained to us that it would cost us $2,000 more for him to get to the bottom of, apparently the original owners bought additional land behind them. So they moved the lot line. And so there was question on that, and this particular surveyor said that it would cost us another $2,000. So we decided, well, we're not sure what we're gonna do. We'll move forward. And when we realized that we were never gonna need to move the footprint of the house, we thought we want to see if we could get the variance and see what you guys.
And just to be clear for the board and for the applicant, this isn't a variance application, it's for a special use exception. So their standards are different. When a lot has less than 10,000 square feet, if the owner wants to apply or wants to have an accessory dwelling unit, they have to obtain a special use exception. If your lot was 10,000 square feet and just over it, you would not have needed the special use exception, and if you met the standards, you would not even need to be here. So the issue is that your lot is less than 10,000 square feet, so you have to go through this additional step.
Right.
So, and the standard for that is that the use cannot substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. So I just want to make sure you're clear on that, because I know it looked like you'd filled out both parts on the application.
Oh.
And I know you referenced the variance, but I want to make sure we're clear as to what the actual
special use.
Yeah.
Okay. You can obviously tell there are some things we that we're learning.
This is our first new
build. We're all learning the ADU ordinance.
So I don't know, yeah.
And so just to follow up, Mr. Sharp, just for everyone's benefit, that means that the requirement of the uniqueness of the property, it's only the one element factor of
yeah, the only thing we're looking at is whether it substantially affects adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent properties.
Is the property on well and septic, or is it central water and sewer?
It's sewer and water.
Well,
central sewer has a well.
Yes, we installed the well.
You might have already mentioned this, but do you speak to your neighbors about any of this?
I'm actually friends now with the neighbor on the right side. If you're looking at the property, he actually is going to, he has a small unit currently sitting on there for his disabled brother. He is actually going to be building a structure, so he is getting his plans together. He just had his survey done to actually build a structure in front of the smaller unit that's actually on his lot. And then the neighbor on the left is actually a contractor in the area. So I didn't like say, do you have an issue with it? But we promote him for business if he needs business or, you know, things like that. So, and then there's a new build that went on one of the lots right behind us, and directly behind us it is gonna be another new construction project. So the original owner of this plot sold off four or five building lots, and we ended up with the last one that was for sale.
Okay.
Do you have a buyer lined up?
No, but I hope it's a veteran.
So you don't know what the ADUs could be used for, because it'll really be a decision that whoever purchases the home is going to decide whether to rent it out or have a family member living there.
Correct. We're going to promote it as for use as an ADU unit. We're hoping that whoever does purchase it does it on the fact that they can put potentially a family member in there. That's what we would like to see go in there. Go ahead.
So it's not an ideal rental because the hot water heaters are shared. There's some shared services within the home. So it is better. I currently live in Pennsylvania, even though my house is here, to take care of my mother. And I also have a 24-year-old daughter who can't afford to be on her own either. She is at school right now. So this is what we had in mind for this particular unit. Could you rent it? Yes, but whoever's renting it, if they're staying in one side or the other, they're going to have to understand that the utilities are all coming together. All the utilities are shared.
So when she said that, there's one well and there's two 50-gallon water heaters to be put in. So the larger unit never runs out of hot water. But it will, the well is created to service both areas, and the central sewers is also only one connection fee. So, yeah. There are two central heating systems, though, and two electric panels in the units. And
I would guess the main concern for neighbors would probably be the parking. So you said that there's already a plan to have asphalt parking spaces on either side?
Yeah.
On both sides.
So JD Asphalt is already contracted to do the lots, the asphalt. So concrete is still going in because we're doing sidewalks yet. On the front of the house, and then the lots will be constructed for parking on both sides. Yeah.
So if you looked at this from the road, it would look like a house. Everything else is just separated by how you have it set up.
Correct.
Yes, you'll enter one. If you were inside the home, you can enter the other home just by passing through the laundry room.
So it's one laundry room on the big side, one laundry room on the other side. The fire door is in between the units for access. The locking is going to be on the large side to lock off for the ADU.
Questions from the board?
Just a few. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You had mentioned that this was a lot that was carved out along with a few others. Can you tell us what the neighboring properties in the area are used for?
Well, the one I described to the right was the smaller unit is on there. It actually looks like a tiny house on the right side currently. Mike lives in there. He's disabled. His brother Tommy is the owner of that lot. His intent is he just had it surveyed.
So I guess the question is, are the properties around your property residential, or are there some commercial nearby? What are the uses of the units in the area?
In the area?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like surround, like kind of the, you know, across the street and adjacent. What are we looking at?
So if you're coming in on Bay Farm Road, Harris Teeter's complex is on the right-hand side. So you're hitting the pharmacy on the right. On the left-hand side, you're gonna hit some single-family homes. I know there's the second house in that individual does.
Well, I guess looking at this, like, yeah. those lots that we see there, if you wanna come up and point, yeah. you're welcome to do that. Ms. Lepore can put the mic.
So
your lot's 209.
We're 209, so Ortez owns this property right here. He is a contractor, does commercial work. So his utility vehicles are in there.
It's a residential use, is that right?
Well, technically it is, but his vehicles are in the,
okay.
Yes. This one though, it's either this one or this one is business use. So
204 or 205?
Yeah. Is all business use with fixing. He's advertised as commercial. The structures for the small vehicles or lawnmowers or little vehicles that he fixed are on his front lawn.
What's across the street there? Is that the Harris Teeter?
This is all Harris Teeter, yeah, and okay. The physical therapy building.
Okay, very good. Yeah. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Any further questions from the board? Would please have a seat in the front.
Thank you.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13121? You have one? Would you like to speak or just in favor?
I live in the area.
You have to be sworn in.
Oh, okay.
Please.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Mike Montalvo.
And do you swear or affirm that? There we go.
Yes, I swear and affirm that I will only tell the truth.
Thank you. And just because the microphone was on, can you just restate your name again?
Mike Montalvo. I live at 26307 Timber Creek Lane in Millsboro, Delaware.
Floor is yours.
Okay, I live right down the road, and I just wanted to say that the structure is much more pleasant than what was there. It is, what was there was an eyesore. It was an empty lot that was not well taken care of. It definitely adds to the road when I'm driving home to see that building there. And very proud of my friend. It's a good idea for people who are having a hard time getting into a home. And I live with my mother because she deserves a retirement. And I think other people with less money deserve the same thing that she got. And I think this would afford them that ability, that possibility. That's it.
Questions for this gentleman? Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else present that is in favor of case number 13121? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13121? If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. I move that we approve case number 13121 for Ms. Helen, forgive me for this, false knot, is that close? for the requested special use exemption pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing, because the purpose will not substantially affect adversely the use of the neighboring or adjacent properties.
I second the motion.
I have a motion and a second. Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Mr. Lovingoth?
Aye.
And I too, so with a vote of 4-0, case number 13121 has been approved. Have a good evening.